Yeah, it says a lot about it. I mean, a lot of guys step up. Got to give Evan Dietrich Smith a lot of credit for coming in there at left guard. And excited for him. He brings a lot of energy, and he's been kind of itching to get in there. He's been in on some packages. We've had him kind of at a fullback position. But it says a lot about him. And then TJ, you got to give TJ credit going from left guard to right tackle. You know, he's our swing guy where he can go, you know, left tackle, right tackle, and obviously left guard. And he does some center in practice. So got to give him a lot of credit. Did a nice job outside. And I thought the line blocked really well. We had a lot of attempts in the run game and had some good yards there. Passing it was bad. I mean, I wasn't on today. Didn't make a lot of good throws. We got to do a better job there. We cashed in, you know, in the red zone pretty good, but we had a chance to put them away there and couldn't do it.
Mike says he's not a big fan of you, Devin, for loose balls. Is that an easy decision for you, or is that something?
Yeah, that was my, you know, in that situation, probably my best play of the game, unfortunately. You know, no joke. I visualized that play, making a play like that. You know, just coming around on the backside of my keep fake there after handing off, saw the ball come out, and it was like slow motion for me. I saw the ball tipped and try to get in position to scoop and cover.
You had four touchdown passes, but you're saying you don't think you played well today?
No, I didn't throw it very well today. I threw it in the dirt, got Jordy hurt, and then just was off. Just wasn't in a great rhythm. I made a couple decent throws for touchdowns, but no, it wasn't one of my better games.
Did the run game play a factor at all in the Crabtree touchdown?
Oh, 100%. That was the reason. I got to give Mike a lot of credit for a great call in that situation. But the way they were playing, they wanted to keep a two shell, but to add an extra guy in the box area, they were kind of creeping their corner in there on run action. We saw it and you know, talked about that play at halftime and were able to call it and dial it up in a perfect situation. The corner crashed. We made a fake. Crabby did a nice job of bluffing Paris there and was able to put the ball in a good spot. And again, Tom in the open field looked pretty fast. We had it a couple times. We had it on the last incompletion, a chance to finish the game right there. I missed him, but he usually wins those opportunities. He does a real good job for us. Would have liked to connect a couple more on that first drive of the game. As I moved to my left, was kind of hoping he was going to sit it down. He was moving to his right, just missed him there, which could have been a touchdown, and missed him a couple other times. But anytime we can get the ball in his hands, it's usually turns out pretty good. He saw again today. He ran the ball really well. He's just he's a weapon for us.
How much did you guys need the Tom's touchdown there?
It was huge. I mean, it was huge. The crowd really wasn't into it at that point and needed a spark there. They made a push there in the third quarter. Big play to end the quarter, get us some momentum. Again, would have liked to finish that thing off and get it to a three-score game, but didn't play well enough on offense, didn't play well enough personally.
What are your expectations for the second half of the year?
Well, we got five of the seven are division games, which are always interesting. We got to go on the road for three of them. So, you know, we kind of control our own destiny here. We have a chance to make a run at the division title, which is what we always, our first goal when we start the season. Get a home playoff game and kind of go from there. So 6-3, we know we'd like to, you know, get to 10 wins as quickly as possible, and we can start talking about postseason. But we're going to try and find some consistency, especially on offense. Defense, when they play like they did today, are going to give us a good chance to win every week.
This is the time of year when team's personality start to emerge and playoff run starts. What do you think this team's personality is or is going to be?
Well, I think you're going to see a real tight-knit group in the second half of the season. I think you're going to see guys step up and, you know, have to play different roles for us. You're going to see guys coming back from injury. We're going to be brought back into the fold. And I think you're going to see a group of guys who cares about each other and plays for each other. And, you know, we've got a little bit of a role right now with the four-game win streak. But We're going to have to create some more momentum after the bye with a couple tough road games to start it off.
You mentioned being that able to control your destiny and all that. That's not a bad spot to be, is it, considering all the injuries, you know, some of the games, you know, Seattle, Indy, that got away from you. It's really all, it's not a bad spot, is it?
No, I like where we're at. Had some adversity early in the season. We've come together. We've taken some heat, and it's brought us closer together, and we went on the kind of run we need to go on with the, you know, four big wins in a row to get to the bye week, and now we can get healthy. And hopefully we get, you know, some of our guys back. I know Jordy's close. John Kuhn, Charles, Greg. We'll see what Brian's status is. But we got a lot of guys who, if we can add back in the mix, you know, we could really take off.
Aaron, two-part question. Where will you go over the bye? And secondly, are you interested in politics, and will you be watching Tuesday?
I'm going to say I'm not going to talk about where I'm going. Personal choice, and same thing for politics.
Can you remember a bye week that was maybe more needed than this one right here?
Probably not. I mean, this was a good time for it. You kind of like the later bye weeks because it breaks up the season almost halfway, and we had a nice mini bye week early in the season after playing Chicago. So the schedule has been a little more favorable to us the last few weeks, and we'll look forward to getting some mental and physical refreshing the next 7 days, and look forward to getting back here.
Aaron, is it a relief that you don't feel like you have to play a great game and you can still win by two touchdowns?
Yeah, it is. But I got to play better. I mean, we said at halftime, these are the kind of games where you can really put teams away if you play the way you want to play, and we didn't do that in the second half. We kind of gave them a reason to hang around, and our defense had a big stop there to keep it to a 7-point lead. We were able to make a play to get it back to 14, but we need to do a better job of closing out games like this, especially when they're giving us the opportunity to.
What gave you more satisfaction, the four touchdowns, the running you used your feet today, or the fumble recovery?
I had one decent move on my 25-yard run, and I recovered a fumble probably for the first time in my career. So those two I'll be thinking and smiling about tonight.
And from just a physical standpoint yourself, how bad did you need to buy?
Today I felt as good as I've felt since week one. I've been dealing with some calf stuff for a few weeks, and it was nice to feel good this week. And it's 9 games in. We're all a little tired and banged up, and it's always nice to not only get physically healthy but mentally, just to be able to take that step away and come back with a renewed focus.
You maybe need a mental break too, maybe? I mean, it's been a little bit more of a grind for you just mentally with all the injuries and all the other stuff going on?
It's always a grind. It's always a grind for me. I put a lot of time into it. I care about it. I prepare to be successful every week, and I'm going to be real critical of this game and try and find ways to do better. We don't make, I don't like to make excuses about who's in there or who's not in there. Excited about the guys coming back and knowing that I need to play better in the second half of the season. You can't have, the kind of missed throws that I had today and expect to be able to win consistently in those division games.